from fear and hesitancy to a Medal of Honor. What have we accomplished so far in our emergence? We've broken through our barriers to knowing where our heart lies in the matter in question. In the matter of support for the Iranian people, we're aware that an estimated 40,000 Iranians died in the struggle for freedom so far. 40,000 souls extinguished by the Islamic regime in just a few days. Whatever held us back, fear for our safety, fear of public disapproval, whatever it may be, we've broken through it with the force of our awakened will. What we emerge from is not something external per se. The external may be the trigger, but the barrier between us and leadership is usually the fact that we allow ourselves to be stopped by our own thoughts, no matter what the original trigger may have been. I am unworthy. I cannot do this. I'm not smart enough, not brave enough, not far-sighted enough to lead. Whatever the original trigger was, it's what we do with it that determines whether we have a breakthrough and emerge, or retreat and hang our heads in self-defeat. Michael said in 2015, Archangel Michael, if no light worker steps forward into leadership, then there is a massive vacuum because many of the billions upon your planet have not yet learned, adapted, and integrated the new tools, the fullness of this new energy. So when non-lightworkers are assigned or try to step up to create and to take the leadership role, they do not have the training and insight to do it in a way that is achievable. So there is a lack of vacuum of leadership. Now, who upon this wondrous planet has been hiding in the shadows or edging out or in the limelight and is ready? Who has been diligent and practiced patience and fortitude and stamina and anchored the divine qualities? Who is it that is prepared to do this? Well, it is the lightworkers. As Michael suggests, whether we know it or not, the company of heaven has been, in quotation marks, training us for this moment, and no amount of other skills may make us suited to lead in this moment. It's our knowledge of the divine plan, brackets ascension, of the time of separation and the leaving of the darkness that allows us to unite under the command of the Global Military Alliance and our own guides and Archangel, and do all we can to assist the dark to leave. Our military people have been through basic training, and however else we may feel about it, the emphasis is on them emerging and showing leadership qualities. They're trained to overcome their own self-imposed limits and often do feats of bravery that leave the rest of us amazed. What they then do is the stuff of videos and other histories. When one of us says, I will do this, the enemy will not get past me, it gives the rest of us heart, courage, to follow in their footsteps. Brigadier General Anthony McAuliffe, the commander of the 101st Airborne Division, reflected this attitude when he said to his presumptive German captors at Bastogne, who demanded his surrender, nuts. And they did not get past him. My emergence was noisy and brought up all the sorrow I felt over my own life of childhood abuse. And after years of human rights decision-making over the state of the world's populations who remain oppressed and exploited. But, unlike any other time in the past, perhaps, this time I've refused to be stopped by my worries and fears. I'm clear on my own path, which is to give my wholehearted support at this moment to the struggle of the Iranian people for freedom. Next, it may be to free the Mexican people from the cartels and the Chinese people from the Chinese Communist Party. It will take commitment. If we have it, then lead. If we don't, then follow or get out of the way. All are acceptable, though valor is praiseworthy. And all along we're buoyed up in the knowledge that the gradually rising energies, culminating in the wave of love or a great solar flash, will cause the destruction of the bodies of those who spent their lives in the worship of Satan, perhaps, in human trafficking, in adrenochrome production, etc. Matthew tells us the Illuminati are a tenacious lot and will not bow out graciously or easily relinquish their ill-gotten fortunes to raise living standards for billions and to restore the environment. However, ever-intensifying light is undergirding a powerful international force of military troops, individuals in government and the private sector, and extraterrestrial special forces who are united in purpose total destruction of the Illuminati Empire. We approach the task now, and heartened, with clarity of intent, and all our strength, now undivided by our own thoughts and feelings to the contrary, which now have fallen largely silent. It's emergence that has transformed us from fear to courage and from hesitancy to action. The crucible in which our character is formed is not something external. It's freedom from what we have going on with us that raises fear. We've declared to ourselves and everyone around us that we will not be held back by ourselves or anyone else. We've gotten ourselves out of the way and do the incredible again and again and again. And what we do is recognized with distinguished service medals, the Victoria Cross, or the Medal of Honor, depending on what nation's service we're in. We found what truly matters to us, and we'd lay down our lives for it if we had to.